From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International rescue crews and relief agencies beginning to arrive in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, 2 days after a massive earthquake rattled that country, killing more than 3,200 and injuring several thousand others. VOA's Steve Herman is aboard Thai Airways Flight 319 headed to Kathmandu, but is being diverted to India for refueling. Then they'll head on to Nepal. He tells us about the search and rescue personnel aboard his flight.
On board this flight, the VIPs on board are 70 members of the Japan National Search and Rescue Team. They had come in from Tokyo and had hoped to be on the ground right about this time to start the search and rescue activities in and around the Kathmandu Valley. But they are now obviously being thwarted by the congestion at Kathmandu Airport. Now, that is ironically being caused by so many military flights coming in from India, also the Chinese, Singaporeans. There's a C-17 Globemaster from the United States took off from Dover Air Force Base yesterday that is supposed to land late today or tomorrow at Kathmandu.
That is VOA Steve Herman on his way to Kathmandu. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked an army base in Niger on an island in Lake Chad, leaving many soldiers dead. Boko Haram has carried out a campaign of terror since 2009 to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state. This is VOA News. Fighting raged through Yemen on Sunday, with jets from the Saudi-led coalition attacking Houthi-held positions near the presidential compound in the capital Sana'a. There were also ground clashes erupting in the southern port city of Aden. United Nations says that more than 550 civilians have been killed in the Yemeni fighting in just the past month. That includes 115 children. Israeli forces on Sunday killed four suspected militants whom it says were caught trying to plant a bomb in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Israeli military officials say they launched an airstrike on the militants near the Israeli-Syrian border. Officials say four were targeting Israeli troops. Earlier on Sunday, Syrian fighter jets struck a market in the town of Darkush that is near the Turkish border. The American television network ABC reported the Obama administration is considering a major change in policy regarding ransom for U.S. hostages. A Sunday report indicated families who tried to negotiate a ransom for relatives held captive overseas will no longer be prosecuted on charges of dealing with terrorists. Diane Foley, the mother of journalist James Foley, beheaded by the Islamic State last year, told ABC U.S. officials threatened her family with criminal charges if they tried to raise money to free her son. The Obama administration has not yet commented on the ABC report. The Philippines foreign minister has told his counterparts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations that China is in a position to take control of the South China Sea. Simone Orendain reports.
Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary Albert Del Rosario told the ASEAN foreign ministers meeting that the group should tell China what it is doing is wrong and that the massive reclamations should be immediately stopped. The Philippines came to this meeting and will attend the immediately succeeding ASEAN senior officials meeting of heads of state in Kuala Lumpur with the express purpose of warning about China's rapid build-out of artificial islands across seven reefs in the Spratly Islands. Anifa Aman, foreign minister of this year's ASEAN host country, Malaysia, says the bloc would much appreciate it if China could stop the work and sit down to discuss the situation. Simone Orendain for VOA News, Manila.
People in Togo waiting today for results from a presidential election that's expected to keep President Faure Gnassingbé in power. Mr. Gnassingbé is seeking a third five-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. He assumed office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who ruled the former French colony for 38 years. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.